Hey guys, I'm Michael Tamaro, and welcome to our very first and hopefully not last In the Foxlight podcast, where for 22 riveting minutes we discuss the only things that matter to me this week in the world of entertainment, the things that happen and the people who are happening. We have a great show lined up for you today. Adam Huss, one of the stars from the Starz hit show Power, is joining me. And later on, we have a surprise guest who is making his return to Broadway in one of my favorite shows. I've seen it about 10 times, I kid you not. But you'll have to stick around to the end to find out who and what that is. But first, Adam, before we get to you, I know you think it's all about you, and it should be. We will start off the show as we hope to start off every show with a look at what everyone is talking about this week in entertainment. Joining us now is the lovely Fox News Radio entertainment reporter, Michelle Pollino. Michelle, my belle, hello, darling.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I am fantastic. Well, fair to say everyone this week is talking about Renee Zellweger. You know, Tom Cruise had her at hello, but this week I think she had us at oh, no. So let me set the stage. Monday night, Elle Women in Hollywood event. She hits the red carpet, and she's looking a little different. What happened? Mm. What's going on? What are you hearing out there, Michelle?
Well, here's the thing. I've talked to a few doctors throughout the week about her change in look, and specifically a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, Dr. Ellen Bogan, said that she definitely got her eyes done, no matter what she says. And she has come out, in fact, in People magazine this week. She has said that she has not done anything different. She says she's healthier and happier than ever before. And she's glad folks think. Yeah. She's glad folks think she looks different because she's living a different, happier, more fulfilling life. However, Dr. Ellen Bogan says, bogus. He says that she had her eyes done and a little bit of Botox.
Yeah, you know, I've been happy too, but I still get that turkey neck every so often. You know what I'm saying? She had a little something, right?
A little something. A little something.
Well, you know, she's 45 years old, and this business is so tough for women, especially women over 40. She hasn't made a movie since 2010, I want to say. She has a new project coming up. I mean, so do you think this will help her career or hurt?
Well, I don't think anything hurts your career if you're in the news in Hollywood.
That's
just a fact. Yeah. That is a fact that we can't get around. So I think it will help it. Yeah. I really do.
Reminds me very much of Jennifer Grey. Didn't help her, but that could be, you know.
I was thinking that.
Yeah,
right?
You know,
yeah.
That was kind of weird. That was odd. That was odd because she did. She's a beautiful woman, and it distracted me from everything that was her beauty in the film with Patrick Swayze, Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, I kind of think Renee looks better, though.
Me too.
Don't you
know, everybody's saying that.
Adam's agreeing with me, yeah. A lot of people are saying that, aren't they? But the thing that makes...
Well, she's...
Go ahead,
gorgeous.
Darling.
I mean, she's gorgeous. I mean, she was... I thought she was gorgeous even before now. However, I will say this. Some women's looks change when they get older. Even, you know, even without surgery, their looks change. So it could be that. I'm just throwing it out there.
No, that's a very good point. Look... You know, I do get a little nervous because she had such a distinct look, which was kind of her brand. And when you get away from that, I get a little nervous for you on the career side. Adam looks like he's ready to weigh in.
No, oh yeah, I wasn't. But I will say that I think maybe she lost a lot of weight too. And her apple cheeks went down or something.
Yeah.
Could be that.
It could be. Well, whatever she did, I hope she does it to her boyfriend. I hope her boyfriend Doyle has it. Have you seen him? Woof. Woof, woof.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say. He could use a little something, something.
Kind of cool hair.
Yeah, the hair is
something. Yeah.
Right,
that hair is definitely like Don King-ish.
All right, topic two, my love. We were going to talk about Fall's hits and misses, but you insisted on talking about Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
So what
I
is the delay? I know. Okay, so. We did a story this morning on Fox 411, and it was alleged that her mother was dating her ex-boyfriend, who is a convicted child molester, or alleged. I don't want to get in trouble here on the
He's
first
convicted.
Podcast. He is convicted.
Yes. She was a convicted child molester.
Okay. She was denying it. And, of course, the issue is she has young kids and all that, and is she putting her children in danger? What is the latest?
Well, TLC has pulled the plug on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, which is the name of the show. It is probably one of the biggest series for TLC. So this is going to cost them a lot of money. So they had to put a lot of thought into this. This is following the allegations that the mother at the center of the show, Mama June Shannon, has been romantically linked to a convicted child molester. Now, this morning, June posted a statement, a video statement, on her show's Facebook page. She posted it Friday morning, denying the allegation that she had been dating this man she identified as Pumpkin. Now, they've all got some crazy names.
I don't even know if I want to go there.
I'm not.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't.
Halloween's right around the corner, and we have kids listening.
Cue in Pumpkin. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So what she said was in the video, and you can Google it, the statement of me dating a sex offender is totally untrue. Now, the timeline is this. Thursday, TLC sent Fox News a statement saying they were stopping production of the show amid allegations. Friday, they sent out a statement canceling the show.
So they must know something.
Yeah, this is a financial hit. Yeah. That's what I will say.
It costs nothing to make, like a lot of these reality shows do. You know, it's a great business model, but I feel like they know something we don't, because she's so adamant that, you know, they aren't dating.
Mm-hmm. I agree, because you are right. This is a major, major moneymaker for them. They are going to lose so much money, because not only did they cancel the series, they pulled everything about that series off of their website. I went and checked just a few hours ago. Everything about that show is gone.
All right. Honey Boo Boo, goodbye.
Yeah.
Finally. I was not a fan.
Me neither.
Anyway, Michelle, thank you so much. Those were great stories. Love talking to you. Can you please stick around? We got you, baby. And let me just tell you, you're going to wish you were here right now. I'm just saying.
I already do.
You already do, because, you know, with us is one of the stars of the hit Stars Network show Power, Adam Huss. He plays Josh Kantos. And I'm just saying, he's kind of easy on the eyes, as you know already.
Thank you.
Because Michelle's been stalking you.
A little bit.
That's
flattered, okay. Michelle.
Adam, thank you for joining us. So tell us that you guys are in the process of shooting season 2.
Yes.
Where'd you guys leave off from the first season, and what can fans expect?
Okay, well, the end of season 1 ended with a pretty big cliffhanger. Sorry to ruin it for you, Michael, but
okay. There
was a shooting in the club of James St. Patrick, and the club that I manage called Truth. And one of our waitresses was shot, who's dating on the show. She's dating James's right-hand man. So no one knows the outcome of this. And as Power fans know, James is living a double life.
Mm-hmm.
He's a club owner, and he's also this drug kingpin.
Sure.
And he's trying to pull away from this life. And then by the end, the last scene we see is him getting right back into it, because now his club's been shut down because of the shooting, and you don't know which way he's going to go. Well, you know which way he's going to go. You just don't know what's going to happen from there.
I watched the first episode. I covered the red carpet when you guys premiered, and we did an interview with Joseph Sikora, also from
great.
The show, who's fantastic.
Yeah,
I actually watched the first episode 2 nights ago. It's fantastic. It's so gritty, and the performances are great. What a great cast. Joseph, 50 Cent is in this thing.
Yeah, thanks.
Executive producer. What was it like working with him?
He's great. I mean, he's really easygoing. You know, that's the shocker. You meet him, and you 50 Cent's like this mogul, and you meet him, and he's just a very easygoing, laid-back guy.
Sweet.
Sweet, yeah.
I was
just
a little nervous,
smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nothing to be nervous about, right? You interviewed him, so you know, right? He's just such a sweet guy, and I think he's doing some brave things as an actor, as a performer, and on this show, he really delivers. And this season, you'll see. He gets to do some great things, and I think he's really delivering. So
fair to say this is kind of really a big break for you, right?
It is, yeah. It's fair to say for sure. I'm so happy and grateful for the opportunity. It's been really amazing, and for me, this kind of show is the show that when I watch The Sopranos or a show of that nature, I'd be like, that's the show for me. I want to be on a show like that, and I feel like this show is of that ilk, you know?
Yeah. Like me, you're a Long Islander.
I am.
Here we go, Michelle. We have a lot of Long Islanders. We're going to start talking.
I like it.
And you're not going to understand a thing we're saying.
I got you.
I've worked so hard on like getting rid of that accent when I lived in L.A. for 14 years going out for parts. And I come back and I'm like, this is now the guy is from Long Island, my character. And yeah. I got to go back into this accent. The first thing Courtney Kemp Agbo, the showrunner and amazing writer of the show, said to me when I got the show was, well, you could now forget about that accent and go right back to it.
Hang out with me and I'll drag you right back to it.
I know. So. Already. Here it's happening.
It's coming. It's
like
happening,
around
Michelle.
My brothers. Yep.
You know what? Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Yeah, please.
The show, was it created? Did 50 Cent have anything to do with the creation? Because it's eerily familiar to his story.
Yeah. It was his idea that he collaborated with Courtney in getting made, and I think it's not autobiographical, but it pulls from moments in his life, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, it's really great and it's powerful, and it's got some really cachet moments in there. You're right, like The Sopranos, but from a different side. You know, it's totally New York, totally Long Island. It's really cool, and I love the kind of gritty reality it has to it, and I think he probably brings that.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely does. I think it was very he has so much input into the show, and I'm sure it was like the look of the show and the feel, the music. You know, for me, like when I live in LA now, but when I come to New York, when I came here this a couple months ago, I got stopped so many times from people on the train, on the subway, yeah. who are fans of the show. And I think it's because New Yorkers need a show like this. They're missing a show like this. So it's pretty cool.
It's all starting to happen for Adam Huss, as it should. All
right, thank you, man.
We have a little a segment we do here in the Foxlight. It's called Let's Get Social, where we check out your Twitter and Instagram, and we ask you some questions about it. It's called, legitimate stalking. you know you've made it in this business when you have a stalker, and you've told us you already had one.
Yeah, one. I like to keep it that way. Okay. Well, I got two now because of Michelle.
Michelle is
two.
Right there.
Listen,
yeah. But you seem
I'm
like
I'm the illegitimate stalker. Illegitimate.
You seem like the kind of stalkers I want. This other one was from a soap opera. She wrote me a very nasty email. I was very scared.
Oh, wow.
How could you be nasty
to
Adam?
You won't get any emails from me. Just some longing looks whenever I see you.
Who's being nasty to our little Adam? We'll have to get on that right away. Okay. On Twitter, and you can follow Adam at Adam T. Huss. You say you are a big fan of The Walking Dead. You love this show. What is it about this show that everyone, the ratings, year after year, they go up and up? It's like a...
I know. They do. You know, it's so exciting to me, that show. I really do love it. And I think one of the main reasons they captured it in the season premiere this year, to me, of why I'm so involved, is it took forever for them to finally get some of the people all back together because they were separated for a while. And when they did... I really felt like what they felt, you know. I think they do a great job of creating this realism, you know, and this bond between these people. And Rick keeps saying, Rick Grimes is always like, this is my family now. And I think they've really built that in the show between the characters. Even though some people complain it was slow at times and this, I just thought the pacing was right on, and the payoff has been, it's just been, I don't know, it just gets me. I get chills when I watch.
Okay, and on Instagram, there's a picture of you and a woman is punching you. This isn't the stalker, is it? And the word pow is spelled backwards.
That is my niece.
Oh, that's your niece?
My little niece, Alyssa, who I love.
Okay,
she's
she
amazing.
Can punch you.
She can punch me. We love superheroes, so we were doing some silly stuff.
All right, fantastic. Adam, will you stick around?
I'd love to.
Fantastic. Okay.
Thank you.
You have a theater background.
I do.
You've done a lot of theater.
Yeah.
Like to go to Broadway?
I'd love.
New show on Broadway. It's called Love Letters, and Carol Burnett is making her return to Broadway after 16 years. I just saw the play last week. It's fantastic. Michelle, if you have a chance to come to New York soon, and I hope you do, you have to check it out.
I will.
We recently sat down with the legend, and I read in preparation for the interview, I read her most recent book, This Time Together. It's full of so many great stories about her, Lucille Ball, and some of the great Hollywood legends.
Yeah.
She recalls an interesting story between exchanging letters with her and Joan Crawford. Mommy Dearest. Hello.
Ooh.
Wow.
Let's take a listen. There's a great story in here about letter writing with Joan Crawford in your correspondence. What was that about?
Well, she liked to write letters.
Yeah.
And I never knew her, right? So this was 1962. And I'd been on the road for the summer and doing a lot of different theaters and so forth. And there was an article in Variety that said, you know, how we've broken records, you know, of attendance. So I get a lovely letter, handwritten, "Darling Carol, I was so happy to read about your success this past summer. Congratulations, all my best, love, Joan."
That's great.
And so I write her back. I said, "Gee, dear Miss Crawford, I grew up watching her
movie.
Dear Miss Crawford, thank you. I was just thrilled to hear from you. Thank you so much. Sincerely, Carol Burnett." Get another letter. "Darling Carol, please call me Joan." And it seemed like I said, should I write her back? "Dear Joan, thank you for that. Darling Carol." So it kept, and I kept saying, do I keep writing her back? What do I do? I don't want to, like, not write her now because she might get hurt or ticked off.
Yeah.
So finally, I stopped writing, you know. And so my husband and I were, this was like a year, 2 years later, something like that. We were going to Four Seasons Restaurant here in New York. And there's that swimming pool.
The pool right in the middle.
It's in the middle of the restaurant, and the tables are all around. We go in, and there sitting a table for four is Joan Crawford next to the pool, a gentleman, and two other gentlemen. And I said to Joan, there's Joan Crawford. What do I do? Just say hello or what? He said, we'll walk to our table. You know, don't want to disturb her. She spots me. "Carol! Carol!" And she's like, crawls over this man, and, you know, she's sitting next to him. "Oh, it's so nice to see you, Miss Crawford. This is my husband, Joe Hamilton." "Oh, it's so good to see you. I mean, I thought she was going to tear up, you know."
Yeah.
So now we go to our table, and it's clear across the pool. So Joe and I are sitting there, and I'm looking across, and she's going. So I go, right back, you know. I said, "Joe," she keeps looking at me and smiling and throwing kisses. And he said, "Well, just throw a kiss back, and then, you know." So we do. Finally, I look across, and there's nobody at the table. They've left.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, now Joe's right across from me. Okay, we're talking. I see him look down. She's on her knees.
Oh, my gosh.
At the table next to me.
Yeah.
On her knees like this. And she's holding my hand. She says, "Carol, I really love." I go, "Miss Crawford, please get up. Please get up." It was like, I thought, oh, my God. But that was our relationship. But it started with all those letters.
Do you think she wanted a gig?
I don't know.
On another show? Or guesting?
But, you know, later, when we did my show, and we did a takeoff on Mildred Pierce.
Yes.
She wrote me again, and she said, "Darling Carol, thank you. You gave us more effing production than that SOB Jack Warner. Love, Joan."
Oh, that's great. That's great.
You know, Adam and Michelle, one of the great things about this business is you get to meet the people that you looked up to growing up. I remember watching the Carol Burnett show, and
love
it was
that
just
show.
Such a great moment.
She's hysterical, even now.
Yeah.
Like, you watch those, they have those specials, and she's great.
Okay, well, folks, you know him from season 4 of American Idol and his Tony nomination in the hit Broadway show Rock of Ages, and he's back to reprise his role as Drew. Please welcome Constantine Moroz. Thank you for stepping into the Foxlight.
Thank you. I feel the light.
I love this. Yay. I am obsessed with Rock of Ages. I've seen it, no joke, about 10 times.
That's awesome. 10's a good number. 20's better.
I may have to hit 20.
Thank you so much for your support. You know, man, it's been quite a ride. Quite a ride for me. I think, you know, what a perfect combination. Me sort of like, You know, it's been nearly 10 years since I was on American Idol, actually, since my season on American Idol on Fox. And, sure. You know, this show sort of was the perfect transition. I mean, a lot of things happen in between and after and whatnot. But this show has been such a great transition because it's the kind of show you root for my character. So, yeah. You know, I didn't finish, you know, number one on American Idol. And there was still a group of people that wanted to see me, you know, go on and do well. And, you know, I did have an acting background, of course. And this show just kind of, you know, just found me and I found it. And I'm back after a few years of running around the country doing other shows and such. And it's been such a blast, man.
What's it like to be back? Is this role a part of you at this point?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The show was created, honestly, like in a little bar in Los Angeles many years ago. I remember meeting the producer when I was on American Idol. He played me a mixtape. He's like, "This is the show." I was like, "Cool, call me when you get back to New York," you know? And the young creative team allowing us to make choices as actors, you know, putting the thing really together as a team in the rehearsal room, off Broadway first, then Broadway, then the Tonys. I feel it. It feels like year one every night. You know, we're in a different theater now than we were when I was first at the show. We're at the Helen Hayes. It's the perfect rock and roll theater for us. It's packed every night. You know, we have some amazing new castings coming in, some people from television, from Broadway, from, you know, the internet, YouTube sensations. So you never know who's going to be there at Rock of Ages.
It's a fun show. It's a bawdy show. I think Helen Hayes may be a little rolling around in her grave a little bit.
That's fine.
That's fine. Yeah. She had a good sense of humor.
That's fine.
But, you know, the audience with this show really gets into it. Have you ever had an audience or an audience member, they just get a little too out of control?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, sometime along the way, there have definitely been some fights, some, you know, drinks spilled on another person, someone too loud. But we have a few massive security guys that we keep you know, on the payroll at the show, and they keep everything in check. You know, I think at the end of the day, sure, it brings in, you know, a different demographic to Broadway. It reaches, you know, maybe, you know, a bridge and tunnel audience that maybe wouldn't run to Broadway, you know, on their own, if not for the Journey songs and the Hot Girls. But you know what? I guarantee they've seen a ton of shows since then. And the show is so smart. It's so well written and so incredibly well performed.
And clever. And,
yeah, very clever. You know, we've crept into the top 30 running shows of all time. We just surpassed Oklahoma. We'll have been 6 years on Broadway this April coming up next, and it's been a tremendous experience for me. And I'm attached to a lot of new shows coming up in the near future, but in the meantime, you know, this has been a big part of me and my brand, and I love this team.
And Anderson, they just extended your run.
They did. We're bringing in Frankie Grande from Big Brother.
Oh, he was, nice.
Yeah, it's been all over the internets, so you can check that out. Of course, his sister
I love him.
Quite famous, yeah. Too. Yeah, you know, Frankie has a performing background, and obviously it's in his family, and, you know, he's a social media, you know, little mini mogul, so we're excited to have him in. We have this YouTube sensation, Chester C, coming into the show. Lauren Zacharin has taken over as Sherry, so we have some movement, and we're doing a lot of little things to keep the thing going. You know, it's hard. Broadway's tough business, man. It's a dogfight for theaters. So.
Look, I got. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but I actually had a little role in Rock of Ages.
I did.
They did.
You did a nice little walk on.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did. I made an impression. Who knew?
Wow.
It was.
I don't know if they do Tony noms for walk on.
They should.
I think so.
I'm ready for another one. By the way, I'm just saying.
Tony nomination for special events. There you go.
But I almost wish I could have done it again because the first time, I was just so in awe of watching you guys and how everyone, I mean, you weren't in it at the time, but how everyone just moved about effortlessly. And I got kind of caught up in that and I started to forget what I had to do. But it's just such a, and it just struck me. I mean, do you ever forget to do something or do you forget a line?
It's a pretty magical experience to go through on a daily basis, for sure. You know, to keep the stakes and the emotions so high to be able to perform at that level, 8 shows a week, you know, 52 weeks a year, unbelievable schedule that we maintain. And, you know, the pride that we all have being a part of an amazing ensemble. No one's better than the next. You know, we're friendly with our crew. It's a small place. We share pretty intimate quarters at this theater. I've been in some bigger dressing rooms before. Let's just say
they were
say
small.
That.
They were
it's
very
small.
Small.
It's small, and but a lot of history there, and we love our work. We do. We love telling this story every night and rocking out and getting the crowd on their feet and, you know, keep them coming back for more.
Yeah. It's so funny. The one thing I was dreading when I did the walk-on was the final dance routine. That was the one. I was so nervous about that. And someone wound up putting a sombrero on my head towards the end.
Okay. Well, Stacy, of course, he ends yes. up in Uruguay at the end of the show, not to spoil it for anyone. So he has a bit of a South American thing going on.
And I've yet to live that down here at Fox.
That's fine. Yeah. Oh, come on. I've been all over the Fox scene here. They all love Rock of Ages. And, you know, if you haven't gotten to Broadway yet this year, definitely check out Rock of Ages, but check out another show, too, if not. You know, it's an amazing thing for the family. There's some amazing stars on Broadway, across the boards, amazing talent, and, you know, a lot of stuff at home to watch on TV, and it's getting a little colder out, so now's a good time to come celebrate
it's a great
the
part
Broadway.
Of this, it's a great part of this city, too.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, that's all. That's it. That's all I ever wanted.
Unfortunately, that is all.
That's
I think,
fine.
Sadly, we have to wrap. They're going to kick us out of here. Adam Constantine, thank you. You can catch Adam Huss in Power on Stars Network. Season 1 is on demand now. I'm in the process of binging on it. Season 2 kicks off when?
2015.
So we have time to catch up.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Stars lately. They're promoing all these new shows. I'm excited. I have friends in
Stars has a great lineup.
Flesh
Stars
and Bone.
Is coming up
is that, did that make
stuff.
It? Is that coming?
Coming out, yeah.
All right. I have some,
shot
you know.
The same stages as us.
Yeah, some Broadway friends are part of that. So I do love my TV.
My mother awesome. Says to me, every time I get off the set of the morning show, she calls me right up and she says, Michael, two things, swear to God. One, who does your hair? I hate your hair. What are you doing with your hair? Have them stop cutting your haircut. And the second thing she says to me, when are you having Outlander on? When are you having
Yeah, that's
the,
a big one.
The moms do love the Outlander.
That's oh, my one. God. She's like, oh, whoever that lead is, he just, I'm like, Ma, stop. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make
He's
it stop.
He's a charismatic individual. It's a great show, really.
Michelle,
it is. It's a great
well.
Show.
Michelle, thank you for joining us, as always.
Yes.
Adam, be on the lookout. If you have a little stalker, you know who it is. And if
I'm
you guys,
honored.
I just friended you, so you're good.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So I'll know who you are.
And if you guys are in town, you must go see Constantine Morales in Rock of Ages. He's great in the show. The show is great. You can catch all my interviews at inthefoxlight.com or follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Foxlight Michael. I'm Michael Tamaro, and I'll catch you all next time in the Foxlight.